Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Now, we're going to start with a musical interlude, a little musical selection, and as is our want, we want you to relate it to a story in the week's news. Carl, what do you got for us?
Peter, we have the Carpenters with their gentle instruction on how to be happy from 1973.
Sing, sing a song, sing out loud, sing out strong.
PJ, somebody decided to sing.
Jack Abramoff.
Yes.
And I am so angry about that.
Why?
I am so angry about that because you don't get any more right-wing than I am. And where was the mullah?
So you're angry.
I never saw a cent. Your millions are floating around. And you got a reliable right-wing Republican nut like me. And do you call him? I mean, what? Chopped liver?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, we're talking, of course, about Jack Abramoff, the Uber lobbyist, a man so sinister, he wore a black gangster hat to his own plea deal. To make me look nicer, he must have said to himself. He decided he'd better cooperate with federal prosecutors. The results were immediate. Tom DeLay, one of his principal patrons, decided not to run again for the House leadership. Politicians of all stripes started donating money they'd gotten from Abramoff clients to charity. Senators who had eaten luxury meals at Abramoff's restaurant said they'd all stick their fingers down their throats. Purge themselves of that taint.
Is there any chance it'll go all the way back to the Peter Noyes class president race in the early 70s?
Oh, yeah.
Because I ran against Amy Hayes, and I never felt that I got a fair shake. Mm-hmm.
This is actually true. Jack Abramoff ran as a young man for his high school class president. And he was disqualified for a campaign finance violation. I kid you not. He bought, in the manner of the character in the movie Election, he bought like cupcakes for everybody, threw a little party for the students, they'd vote for him, and he spent money on it, and it was breaking the rules to spend money, so he was disqualified. Even at that age, he was a corrupt little weasel.